And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Is it wrong to drink beer, wine, or other alcoholic beverages? The second question says, is it wrong to work in a brewery? And then the third question, can one justify beer drinking by saying that Jesus made wine? To answer them in order, let's take the first. Is it wrong to drink beer, wine, or other alcoholic beverages? The answer is yes. The Bible warns us in many places. Proverbs chapter 23, Isaiah chapter 5, Habakkuk chapter 2. All of these places tell us about the evil of drinking, the thing that alcohol will do to us if we drink it, if we take it into our body, the way that it'll change us and the way that it'll harm us. We shouldn't willfully do that harm to ourselves, and to do so is to violate God's Word. Additionally, we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, that drunkenness is not allowed, and all who drink become drunk to one degree or another. For drunkenness is merely a state of being intoxicated. That is, it is a state of being poisoned to a certain degree. And when a person begins to drink, he begins poisoning himself to that degree. Now, some stop short of what we would call drunkenness, but they are to that degree poisoned, and therefore they have done what is wrong. We also see in Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, what are known as the works of the flesh. And in verse 21, among them are drunkenness, and revelings, and such like. And of course, the drinking falls into all three of these categories. We also notice in verse 19 that we have listed adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. All of these are sexual in nature. And it is amazing how many times the intake of alcohol is very closely related to the committing of sexual sins. So we need to keep these things in mind and see that the Bible does teach us that it's wrong. Not only that, but to take in alcohol willingly dilutes our ability to think and to reason. It dilutes our ability to accept a higher standard that we have learned and apply it to our lives. Rather, we neglect that and we simply go back to our baser appetites. Also, we need to understand that if it is wrong to drink, it would also be wrong to work in a brewery, because doing so would assist someone else in drinking, or it would be us profiting by their wrongdoing, and we certainly should not do that. Additionally, in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 15, we are specifically forbidden to put the bottle to our neighbor, to provide him with drink, and working in a brewery would be doing exactly that. The final question, can one justify beer drinking by saying that Jesus made wine? The answer, of course, is no. The reference there is to the fact that Jesus made wine at a wedding in the land of Canaan. This was his first miracle, according to the Bible. We understand that he made many gallons of wine, and he did so after the people had well drunk already. Now, why is that important? It's important for this reason. The Greek word that's translated wine is the word oinos, and it is a neutral word. It can be either fermented or unfermented, either wine or grape juice, as we would call them today. The context has to determine what was made. And considering the fact that we have a party where people had already well drunk, and then our Lord made many gallons more, we need to understand that if he did so, he is not advocating that we take a drink. He was helping them in having a drunken party. And of course, the Bible clearly teaches against that. Not only that, but the wine that was served here on this day was unfermented, and that can be easily seen by the fact that even after they had well drunk, they could still discern between good and bad. Hope you'll find that answer helpful.